Hot buttered rum here in the studio with us. After, let's see, you guys have been on the road like 11 or 12 hours.
I mean, 13 and a half.
13 and a half.
Yeah, we just flew in from Oakland last night. I had to hang out in the airport for a while because it was raining here.
Uh-huh.
It was raining here like crazy.
Couldn't get
on the ground.
Oh, jeez.
But glad somebody's getting some precipitation.
Where did you drive from? Just Denver.
Yeah.
This morning. Okay. See, I was picturing you out there in a van on the road for 13 hours.
We're not that hard.
Those are the old days.
Yeah. Next time
I bet you were at the beginning, though, Nate. Huh?
We're at the beginning of festival season. Yeah, things are about to get real busy.
But I mean, when you first started as a band, did you do some hardship?
We've definitely done hardship pay. Yeah, we used to do 6 weeks at a time. Now we do not usually more than 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's groovy. My husband's band used to stay in a tent. They used to haul a tent along.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, I know that it's hardcore.
That's hardcore.
They don't even dream of it now.
Well, it's great for gas mileage.
Alone could really wreck you.
Yeah. Well, it was a big old heavy canvas tent. All right, so enough about that.
Just imagine after the gig, I set up the tent last night, man. I'm not going to do that. It's raining.
Sleeping side by side.
Yeah, I've been, you know.
Exactly. Or, yeah, sleeping.
Who's on tent duty?
Sleeping unshowered together.
Mm. Woo!
Mm. Yeah. So you guys got together, what, 13, 14 years ago?
Yeah, Eric and I met in the dormitories in college.
Okay.
And we'd both just come back from India.
Which college was it?
Lewis and Clark in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, cool.
We had a band called the Foggy Notion Boys.
All right.
And we'd Eric and I had both
India,
just come back from India.
Just a free rolling trip, nothing organized.
Neither of us had done something. We both taken some time off from school. I went to my freshman year of college, and I was sort of a mess, and it wasn't really time for college for me yet. So I took a little time off, went to Nepal and India, and then when I came back, I met Eric, and he'd also been in India just previously too. We didn't cross paths.
Just a couple of free.
Right?
Yeah, and I was sitting in the college dorms playing my tabla. And he came out, and our first words exchanged were not even words. He was playing a bass clarinet, and he just started playing.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I'd get a different instrument every semester and kind of walk around.
Well,
that was my habit.
Eric the Weirdo is on the banjo,
that's me, yeah. As you might imagine, the weirdo's playing the banjo.
Okay, so you're missing a couple of the guys that are going to be with you tonight at the Mishawaka.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got our bass player, Brian, and our drummer, Lucas.
Okay, and they're coming in later, and
they're
right
back
now
from
we've
India.
Got fiddle, guitar, and banjo in the present setup. The only one we haven't introduced is Zebulon.
Hi, Zebulon. Thanks for introducing me
over there on the fiddle, and he says he knows our own Fenders and Youngberg.
I'd say I could probably speak for everybody who's ever met them and saying that we love them.
Aren't they
Aaron
nice?
Youngberg kind of taught me to play the banjo.
Oh, is that right?
When he's playing Hit and Run, and I just sort of stalk him at these festivals we get booked at. Because I didn't play the banjo
story.
When I joined Hot Buttered Rum. I played like everything else, all the other instruments. But I just follow him around and just. That sounds a little weird. I'd follow him around and
like
hide behind things when he got near me. No, I just picked up a lot of licks from him, especially early on. He's a really, you know, patient, methodical kind of teaching personality. Really
just
great guy.
One of a kind. I mean,
yep.
What an open person that is, you know. And I have known him as the young guy, you know, for years and years. And
I hear he can ride a skateboard pretty well too.
When he fell in love with Lily and you know, couldn't get her attention and all that, and now here they are. Just grooving along.
It's grooving along.
And Mike Fenders, of course, coming out here and just set the scene on fire coming out here from Iowa.
Yeah.
Just an amazing player.
Well, this is a great, such a great place for music because it catches a lot of musicians from both the West Coast and the Midwest. So people, you know, like I feel like the Boulder, Lyons, Fort Collins corridor, like it just, people just get here from other places.
They do.
And start bands.
And they like to live here too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them.
Not a bad place to be.
All right. Well, let's play some more music. That one, what was that last one called?
That last one was called Weary Ways. We're